This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. School districts in northern Michigan have been losing students in recent years. Enrollment in Benzie County Central Schools is down more than 25% since 2005. And this month, school officials there will consider closing Platte River Elementary School. The superintendent of Benzie Central Schools says the district needs to save money, and closing the school is the way to do it. He says closing Platte River Elementary could save the district around $300,000. Superintendent Matt Olson is with us to talk. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, David.
You've been on the job for less than a year. Do you know how the district ended up with these problems?
Really, Benzie County Central Schools is not that different from most other schools. You know, we've had flat funding from the state. Literally, we just got back to 2008 funding levels this last year. If you look at our last 8 years, the net gain in funding over 8 years has been $195 per pupil from the state. It's not a lot of an increase for 8 years worth of cost increases. So, you know, flat funding from the state, we've, as you noted in the beginning, we've experienced population loss, and our state funds students through, funds schools through students coming through the doors. So when you have less students, you have less revenue. So it's a variety of factors that have compiled to get us to this place where we are. It's not one single event.
Why close this school in particular, Platte River Elementary School?
It was a difficult decision. We have two buildings in particular that we looked at hard. The other one was Crystal Lake Elementary. Both were the same age. Both require pretty extensive work if they're going to be sustainable over time. They're not terribly far apart by rural county standards. They're about 6-7 miles apart or so. But when we looked at all the different things, we really took into account, can the students reasonably fit in the building? Can the building itself, what's the condition of the building? We looked at geographics of the schools. And the geographic nature, what would the bus rides look like, overall just the geographic placement and how can we be most efficient with our resources.
Where would the students go?
The students actually will all next year consolidate. If the board so determines that this is the direction that they want to go, they would consolidate at Crystal Lake Elementary.
Have you looked at alternatives to saving money?
We have. The problem is, David, is we're looking at pretty significant amounts of money that we would need to save. We've got a pretty strong backlog of infrastructure needs, and our fund balance has been dwindling over time. The state has a rule that the school districts must maintain at least a 5% fund balance relative to their overall expenditures for the year. If you go below that, the state becomes involved in your finances and will dictate to some degree or another how you are operating your district and takes local control away. And so we're not willing to let that happen.
According to the district's website, something like 80% of the district's revenue is spent on salaries and benefits for teachers and then to support employees. Why not look to cut in that area, you know, if it makes up the bulk of your spending?
Well, really, when you're looking at closing a building, that is in effect what you're doing, David. I mean, the bulk of the savings from closing a building doesn't come from, you know, less turning on lights and heating and that kind of thing. That's actually a relatively small portion of the overall savings. It really is more about the overhead expenditures of support staff, things like a principal. You know, a building has to have a building leader. They need to have custodians and people to clean the building, people to serve the kids the food and those kinds of things. When a building closes, most of the instructional staff, sometimes even in some cases all of the instructional staff, are maintained because those kids are still being educated somewhere. You may gain some efficiencies through larger systems, but in the end it's not really an instructional staff issue. It's really more a support staff issue. That's where the bulk of the savings comes from.
What if the district keeps losing students?
Well, you know, that's what we're determined to not do. And in order to make sure that we don't continue to lose students, we have to have quality programs, and we have to be efficient with our dollars. The thing that I can say about this consolidation, one of the pieces of information that came very quickly, and a lot of people are concerned about, of course, is things like class size. If you're going to put kids together, are they going to be in bigger classes? And actually, the opposite will end up being true. Because right now, in smaller elementaries, you tend to have bubbles. You have some classes that are very small, some that are very big, some that are in the middle. When you put these two together, our class sizes actually stabilize in a very great place. If we were to take our kids today that we have in those two elementaries, which, of course, we couldn't just snap our fingers and make this happen today, but if hypothetically you were, all of our class sizes would end up between 21 and 24 students for grades K-5 for the theoretical combined building. Those are really good numbers that we would be very happy to have.
There are two school districts in Benzie County, Benzie Central and Frankfort, Alberta schools. Does it make sense to have two districts in Benzie County, an area where the school-age population is going down?
Well, I think that, you know, certainly arguments can be made in either direction, but I think it's a complex question, you know, that there's a lot of history in this county, and I certainly, you know, as someone that's relatively new to the county, I don't have the benefit of all of that history yet. I've learned a lot, but probably have quite a bit more to learn. Are there efficiencies in larger systems? Sure. But, you know, one of the big challenges Benzie County Schools has is our geography. We're over 350 square miles, which presents very significant challenges. And so one of the downsides to potentially consolidating would be we're adding more square miles, you know, and quite a bit more space. That's longer bus rides and more difficulty with that spread out nature. So there may be some efficiencies that could make sense, but there's a lot of cons to it too. Looking at the whole picture, I think that would be a pretty tough discussion.
Matt Olson is superintendent for Benzie County Central Schools. Matt, nice to talk.
Hey, thank you, David.